from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back to the Republican National Convention live in Milwaukee. It's great to be with you today. Big night ahead as former President Donald Trump, future President Donald Trump, takes the stage to officially accept the nomination. On Twitter, at Rich Zioli and 855-839-1210. Joining me now, Janiyah Thomas. Janiyah is the Black Media Director for Donald Trump's 2024 presidential campaign. Janiyah, it's great to see you.
Hi, it's great to see you as well.
Let's move your mic up just a tad. There we go. Perfect. Perfect. You can follow Janiyah on X at Janiyah R. Thomas. How you doing? You enjoying the convention?
Yes, I'm having a great time. It's been very exciting. I think night one is probably my favorite night, but it's been a great night.
Why was that your favorite?
Just to see Senator Tim Scott, my former boss, speak.
Yeah.
That was exciting. But I'm excited to see what President Trump has to say tonight as well.
Yeah, there were a lot of people. People love Tim Scott. A lot of people, like my mother, for example, was rooting for him to be the VP pick. She's obsessed with Tim Scott. Loves him. So,
yes.
Was he fun to work for?
Yes, he was awesome.
Yeah.
He was awesome. He did two events on Tuesday. He did an Opportunity Zones event just up the road on MLK Drive. And then after that, there was an event honoring all of the black delegates. And that was very nice as well.
Excellent. What do you think the secret to President Trump's success with black voters really is in this election?
I think, truthfully, a lot of black people are fed up with the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
And I think that the secret to success is we've seen a Trump presidency before, and we've seen a Biden presidency. And I think that's made it very simple for a lot of voters to be able to compare and contrast 4 years of Trump and 4 years of Biden.
Yeah, I mean, the economy's got to be one of the bigger issues, right, I would imagine?
Yes, for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
That's, like, been a huge thing. I mean, I was telling people, I said, it doesn't matter if you're in rural Iowa, if you're in Detroit or in Atlanta, everybody's pockets are hurting right now.
You're the black media director. So what in your role, then, do you reach out to these organizations, like particularly black media outlets, for example?
Well, I've done this before in the RNC in the 2022 cycle. So I've had like a lot of relationships that I've developed since then. And a lot of people, some of them come to me. Some of them I've had to develop relationships with on my own. I got the Shade Room to come here. They have almost 30 million followers, and mainly like...
No kidding.
Yeah, black millennials, Gen Z. So they've been doing a great job.
Wow.
Laura talked to them this morning, and Congressman Byron Donalds talked to them as well.
How was the reception? Were they well received?
Oh, yes, for sure. They're happy to be here. I'm glad they're here, you know, and I'm happy to continue to work with them as well.
I know that there have been a lot of events around, like black barbershops. I know Byron Donalds had an event there.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into these places and people say they're fed up with Joe Biden, you listen to the corporate media, Janiyah, and they tell you that there's no way they'd ever vote for Donald Trump, though. They'll just stay home.
Yes, I was just having this conversation with someone last night, and I was like, I don't see the stuff that they're saying in the media. I was like, it's all lies. Everywhere I go and I meet new people and talk to different people, and they're all saying the same thing. A lot of people are very supportive of President Trump. A lot of people I know may be hesitant to say it publicly, but a lot of people are very much on board with President Trump.
And when you think about the state of this race right now in places like Pennsylvania, where I broadcast from, out of Philadelphia, mm-hmm. Trump went to Temple. He spoke there, a predominantly black neighborhood. Joe Biden said the other night on BET, I'll paraphrase him. He said, I can't go anymore in campaign. He was talking about it, losing black vote, because I can't walk around the projects anymore and go into these neighborhoods because of security. He actually said that.
Well, where he's scared to go, we're willing to go. I'll say that. The Secret Service can travel with him. He'll be okay.
Yeah, he'll be all right, right? Yeah. Yeah, there won't be any shots taken at him in those neighborhoods, that's for sure, you know. And the other issue, too, that I think a lot of people don't really talk about is crime, though, in cities, in American mm-hmm. cities. Certainly something that's been ravaging Philadelphia. When they had the Make America Safe Again night, I thought that was a really good night in terms of talking about those issues.
Yes, I thought Madeline Bream, I just saw her walking around here.
I had her on yesterday. She was fantastic.
Yes, her story is amazing. I met her when we were in the Bronx, and she was telling us her story before she went on stage this week. And I think it's very impressive. My parents were texting me at home. They were like, I love this lady. She's great, you know.
Yeah.
I think her speech moved a lot of people.
Yeah, I do too. She was on the show. We had a dumper. She dropped the S word, but she warned me. She said, I'm probably going to wind up saying some curse words. And she was funny too. She said, I think when Trump was up there, and I thought he was saying F, F, F instead of fight. I was like, well, maybe in his mind he was. That's for sure, you know.
Yeah.
But what is it? I mean, have you heard from any people in the black community about Trump's assassination attempt?
Not really, not as much. I mean, I've just obviously in the media, but I haven't really talked to many other, like, outside of family.
It just seems like, I don't know, that moment of him putting the fist up in the air, just such a badass moment,
for America. I think it's a very powerful moment for a lot of people.
How about for you personally, in terms of your efforts on this campaign? You feel like he's got the momentum?
Oh, yes, for sure. I'm very I wouldn't be here if I didn't think he had the momentum, you know. I think he's such a great fighter, and I think when I get tired, and when all of us on the campaign side get tired, we know he's working just as hard as we are, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very nice to work for somebody that's working just as hard as you, and he'll continue to fight to get us to November and fight once we're back in the White House.
What do you expect the message to be tonight when the future president takes the stage?
You know, that's a good question. I would love to see him, because I think this is the first time he's talking, like, you know, doing a speech after the assassination attempt. So I'm sure he'll address that as well. And just build up the crowd, you know, talk about, you know, getting us to November. I think he'll probably talk a lot about unity. I think that's a big thing for us this campaign cycle, is our message is a message of unity versus the divisive rhetoric that comes from the left.
Janiyah, it's great to see you. Thanks for stopping by today. I know you're in high demand, but follow Janiyah on X at Janiyah R. Thomas, Black Media Director for Trump's presidential campaign. Thanks for stopping by. It's a pleasure to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, as we continue along here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, we are doing 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. Make your reservation today to stay there this summer. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss vacation. No matter how bad the economy is, you want to make sure that you are having a great time and making memories with your friends and with your family. So please go ahead and do that today. Keith Olbermann is insane, no doubt about that. He's also peddling conspiracy theories regarding President Trump's assassination attempt, this time around saying that maybe Trump, it wasn't actually a shooting, or I don't really know exactly what this mental patient is saying. But take a listen. Crazy Keith Olbermann, unhinged as usual, Here we go.
After 5 days of no confirmation that the injury to Trump's ear in the assassination attempt was actually from a bullet, we have to now assume that they're lying about something that happened to Trump on Saturday. No one has confirmed it, and there is no good reason why no one has confirmed it.
I don't really. What is that? What is he saying? What is he saying that there's no, that there's, and no one's confirmed it? What does that mean exactly? This was an assassination attempt. The Secret Service director has confirmed that it was an assassination attempt. The United States government has confirmed that it was an assassination attempt. What do these lunatics think happened? And that Trump faked his own assassination? Is that what it was? He faked his own assassination attempt, got people in on it? Let's go to Peter Navarro. He was released from federal prison, and he got on the stage last night. This is what he said. Cut number 12. Cut 12, Jim. Jimmy, cut number 12. Jimmy, are you there?
I'm Peter Navarro. I went to prison, so you won't have to. This is my beautiful girl. She did the time with me. That's what these friggin' Democrats don't understand. They do this to our family. She's my girl. Yeah. I love you. Let's win. Do not let up. Do not let up. Pedal to the metal till November.
Pedal to the November till... Pedal to the metal is exactly right from Peter Navarro. He's a fighter for freedom, no doubt about that. And what happened to him was a disgrace, how he was actually sent to prison for not complying with Congress. I want to remind you that Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States of America, right now as we speak, right now, is still saying that he will not give Congress the Robert Hur tapes. He won't do it. He will not do it. So the other thing, too, in addition to that, is that the Attorney General of the United States was almost held in contempt of Congress, but he wasn't, and he should have been. And that's the truth. 855-839-1210 is the number. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. I want to play for you a movie trailer. This is called Average Joe. Jim, please cue up cut number 28 for me. This is Average Joe, the movie trailer. High school football coach Joe Kennedy. You know this man's name. It was an incredible story. He fought for his freedom of religion, our freedom of religion, our First Amendment rights, before the United States Supreme Court. The movie that's coming out very, very soon, October 11th, by the people that brought you God, God's Not Dead, and The Blind. Take a listen to the movie trailer, Cut 28. How are you?
You ready? I've been fighting my whole life. Told me that saying a prayer on the 50-yard line was the thing that was going to get me in the biggest fight of my life. You cannot tell me that God doesn't have a sense of humor.
We want you to pray in the locker room.
Do you not see how absurd this is?
Nobody cared for 7 years. Now they do.
I bet you can guess where this is going.
I believe they violated your rights.
You're appealing to the Supreme Court?
I can't stop. Not now.
It's been 3 years of our lives turned completely upside down.
Will you finish this with me? Because I can't do it without you.
I'm proud of you, no matter what happens.
It's all her fault.
What?
You're the one who taught me that there are still things worth fighting for.
Hoorah!
All right, I can't wait to see you. And here joining me, the man himself.
How are you, Coach?
Good to see
wonderful.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks for making time today.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, so you are a true fighter, and it was a big road to get there. So tell us the story for people that don't know.
Yeah, you got to go back a little ways. So, a terrible kid. I had the roughest childhood. Nobody ever wanted me. I was terrible. Went into the Marine Corps and found kind of what my first love was, which is serving my country and the Constitution. From there, when I retired, I started coaching football.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you. Started coaching football. And for 8 years, I gave God the glory after every game, win or lose. And it was a simple prayer. The kids asked if they could join. I said, it's a free country. You guys could do whatever you want to do. And we prayed together sometimes, sometimes not. It all depended on the kids. In our eighth year of doing this, and we had quite a few, almost everybody on the team joining us, but it was never a big deal. Then one of the One of the educators at another school district saw what we were doing, called our principal, and said, hey, I just want to tell you, I was at my first football game. What your football program is doing is awesome. So he got a compliment. So our principal, of course, starts an investigation because, you know, that's what you do.
Right, right, of course, yeah. Academia.
And then from there, things just went absolutely sideways. The district lawyers got involved, and everything broke down, and it came to where I had to choose between my faith or my job, which no American should ever be put in that position. And the Marine in me just said, no, you have fought too long for in your life to back down for something like this. And I would have been a hypocrite to my football team. I tell them, you know, you do what's right always, and I don't care how tough things are, you finish your fight. Now, if I would have back down from it, I would have been a hypocrite. There's no way I could have stayed on as a coach. So this was something that leadership by example, that I could really show them in real life that there's consequences to every action.
So then the next step was to battle all the way to the United States Supreme Court.
Right.
I mean, this is pretty epic here. And the idea that people would say you don't have a right to pray. I mean, nobody's forcing. You never forced anybody to pray,
no,
right?
No, that would be wrong. I would have fired myself if that was the case. And, yeah, we lost. We lost seven times in a row going to the Supreme Court.
Seven times in a row.
Yeah, that's how many times we had to hear, no, I was wrong. But I knew I was right. I mean, the First Amendment is super clear to me. The freedom of speech and the freedom of religion and the free exercise. Plain language, something so simple, but we've muddied the water so much. And this happened years ago, over 50 years ago. There was a horrible case, Lemon, that screwed it up for everybody. And this is what this case did. It overturned that. So now there's 7,000 cases that can now be overturned. You can have the Ten Commandments in schools. You can mm-hmm. bring your Bible in the school. Mm-hmm. You could anywhere in the public square, you could bring your faith in.
What's that tat you got going on there? We're streaming live on YouTube, so show everybody your tattoo.
Yeah, so this side is obviously the Jewish flag, mm-hmm. and on this side is basically my verse that's been my credo from day one. It's 2 Timothy 4:7, fight the good fight, finish the race, and remain faithful. And that's what I've always stood for.
So, Coach, when your kids wanted to pray, and you'd pray after a game, a football game, and nobody was ever excluded based on their religion.
No.
And these were, this was, you were praying to God. This was a very inclusive prayer, right?
Right. And I did have guys on my team that were like, hey, coach, I don't want to join in the prayer. I mean, it was never.
You never punished them.
No, it's funny. I made two of them my team captain because they showed such great leadership in being able to stand up for what they believed in.
Look at that.
Yeah. So, no, this was never about anything like that.
So, and yet that's what the left made it out to be.
Yeah,
and that's what your detractors
ugly.
Made it out to be.
Right.
Yeah, and I remember one of the idiotic arguments that I heard was, well, if he does this prayer and people feel like they can't, they're pressured to join in, or they won't get a good chance to play, or the coach will bench them, we can't allow that to happen. And you did none of those things.
No, yeah, I actually promoted the people that stood up for it. And, you know, I was just an assistant coach for the varsity team, so I have no say in the lineup. And then on JV, that I was the head coach, everybody plays. We would even have a fifth quarter for some of our special kids just so we could have everybody play.
Yeah.
That's what football's about, is playing the game.
Coach, when you went to the United States Supreme Court, and I were you there for the oral arguments?
I went, and then they told me that I could not go in. It was post-COVID, so they allowed two attorneys from each side and the press, but not me.
But not you. It was your case,
yeah,
but not
so
you.
So weird. It seemed illegal, but we won 6-3, so I'm not going to go back and say too much about it.
Yeah, you won't say do a do-over.
Yeah, I don't
want
to do over.
And tell us about the attorneys who represented you.
So we had First Liberty Institute was the ones that first stepped up, and then we had a whole bunch of local guys. We had Jeff Heldson, who runs a firm up in Tacoma, Washington. So he was our local guy. A.J. Ferrati, he went to Bremerton High School. So mm-hmm. he's one of the hometown boys. And then we have Paul Clement, who's been on the Supreme or been to the Supreme Court over 100 times.
Wow.
So we had top-notch attorneys, and they just knocked it out of the park. And it was the first time in all these – so out of the 8 times that we were at court – 7 we lost, and they finally looked at the facts of the case and weighed it against the Constitution. And guess what? we won.
Yeah.
If somebody actually looks at the facts of the case.
Yeah, because people should have a right to pray in public schools, period. They should have the right to do that.
Absolutely.
Because it's in the Constitution. It's endowed by our Creator. The Creator gives us those rights, not the Constitution, but they're protected in the
exactly.
Constitution. Average Joe is the movie. High school football coach Joe Kennedy, the man right here to my right, had no other choice but to fight. A childhood in foster care followed by 20 years in the Marine Corps was nothing compared to his biggest battle, his commitment to stand for God publicly by taking a knee in prayer after each game. When he was fired, Joe and his wife Denise knew the battle for religious freedom, freedom of speech, and the rights of all Americans was one they would have to fight no matter the cost. From the director and producers of God's Not Dead and the producers of The Blind comes Average Joe in theaters beginning October 11th. Now, who's playing you in the movie?
A guy named Eric Close. Now,
wow.
I didn't know who he was, so
yeah.
I had to Google him. And as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, he was on Suits, he was on this, he was on that. But I'm so terrible with names. And we spent about 20 minutes together. We were supposed to spend the day together of him learning my mannerisms.
Yeah.
20 minutes into lunch, he goes, I think I got you figured out.
I
am a pretty simple creature. So, and he did a bang-up job. He did awesome.
So you grew up in foster care, huh?
Yeah. I was a terrible kid. I really, really was a terrible kid. I got kicked out of everywhere I went. I was a violent, angry kid.
Hmm.
And I just couldn't figure it out. And it took me...
Was it getting into the Marine Corps that did that for you, turning your life around?
Turning my life around
yeah.
where I had some... I needed discipline. I needed some kind of structure in my life. I knew I needed that. And I wanted to be something more than myself. I didn't... You know, people always tell you, you're never going to amount to anything. Well, I really wasn't. I wanted to prove them wrong. I didn't want to be the guy who, you know, is defined by his past. I wanted to make sure that I had a future that I could do myself. And then God got a hold of me after I was retiring from the Marine Corps. So I was an atheist up to this point.
No kidding.
Right until I got out of the Marine Corps. And then as soon as I made a deal with God, me and my wife, we were having a hard time. But I said, God, if you give me my wife, I'll give you my life. And he took me up on it. Next thing I know, I'm coaching football, and then, you know, years later,
yeah.
boom, here I am getting fired and having to stand up for religious liberty.
So you're the opposite of Henny Youngman, who used to say, take my wife, please. You did the opposite.
We'd do anything for her. I just didn't know I was literally selling my soul there. God just loved every bit of it.
And then to think that you were a bad kid, foster care, and then to be the guy before the Supreme Court. This was a big case. I mean, this really was a landmark decision because so many of us over the years have said, and I would say this, whether you are a spiritual person, a Christian, you're a Jew, you're an atheist or not, the idea that the government says you don't have the right to live your life according to your religious beliefs in a public school, that kids can't pray. I mean, I used to pray before every math test, Coach, because I can't do math, literally. So
hey, we got something together there,
yeah,
buddy.
You and me, buddy. I had to do that. It was life-saving for me. But this was a landmark decision because, it affirmed the idea that, no, you don't lose your rights just because you're in a public school or a public institution. Now, there's a lot of people on the left who believe that if you want to pray, you got to do it. It's reserved to church 1 hour a week, and that's it. The rest belongs to the state. And your kids belong to the state. And that's why if kids go to public schools, you know, the kind of the thinking is your kid is mine. I mean,
yes.
Gavin Newsom just signing this bill in California saying that, you know, if a kid goes to a school and identifies as transgender, the parents don't have a right to know. That's the left again saying when you're in a public school, you belong to the state. You don't become state property just because you go to a public school, and you certainly don't lose your constitutional rights because you go to a public school.
You are absolutely correct, and that's what the big push was to stand up for our rights, and nobody should ever have to be faced with that. And we want the Constitution to be live and well. We're obviously not teaching our kids what the Constitution and the amendments are in school, so we need to be able to do that as families, as men in America. We really need to stand up and start doing that.
Yeah, as men in America. I'm
yes.
glad you said that because, you know, the M word has become a toxic word lately, but I'm a person who believes that families need strong men, strong fathers. I've got three kids. Two of our kids we adopted when they were babies,
nice.
And my third is a bio baby surprise. We weren't expecting, but God has a great sense of humor, right?
Doesn't he?
It really does. You know, my wife and I were about to open a bottle of wine for anniversary back in 2019. And she said, "I think I'm pregnant." I said, "Well, who's the father?"
Yeah,
you know, that's literally how I said it.
Yeah,
she was just like that.
Yeah.
You know? Of course, now you look at my 4-year-old, and she's literally a mini me. Oh, she looks like me, and she acts like me, and she doesn't shut up. So
of course.
You know, of course, it's how it goes.
More humor.
right, exactly. But no, I mean, we need strong fathers, we need strong men, we need strong leaders. I have great respect for I don't have the ability with my schedule to coach a team. I also don't know anything about sports, so I'd be a disaster. But I respect guys who coach, like football and all these other stuff. I think it's important for kids to play sports. I think they learn leadership and teamwork that way, right?
Yeah, and overcoming the hard times, because life is not simple. And running away from problems, you got to be able to think on your feet and be faced with adversaries in your life, because your life, we know, is going to kick you every chance it gets.
Yeah.
And if you're never tested, you're just going to fail every time. So I'm 100% for, hey, get involved with your kids. I was a terrible dad, horrible dad. I was a much better coach than a dad. So that was my penance, I think, was being there for those guys.
Now you're a big movie star. Big time. Now you're big time, but you're still a very humble guy, I can tell.
Oh, dude, I'm just some schmuck trying to
You're about as real as it gets, Coach. I admire that. I really do. My son is 9. He's going to be playing football this fall.
Outstanding.
Any tips for him?
Play hard. That's all you got to do. Just don't give up no matter what. And, man, see, I want to start coaching now. I'm like, look at the clock. If there's time on it, you don't stop. And, man, I'm just all into coaching the kids. That was the best thing. I don't know anything about football. I don't know.
Really?
Nothing about X's and O's. My whole thing was to help these men become better young men and to get the most out of them on the football field. So I got to focus nothing but on the kids. I didn't care about the game. I cared about the kids that were doing the game and push them to their limits.
You just said something that I really want to make sure everybody understands. You just said you wanted to make them better young men. You didn't say better athletes. You said better young men.
Absolutely. Some of them are not great athletes, and athleticism is only going to get you so far. But becoming a man is something that it's going to be beneficial your entire life to set that example. Simple little things like allowing the cheerleaders to board the bus first, to always carry the stuff for them, not being rude and being boys in front of girls. You know how rude teenage boys
how
are.
How we were
back then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't put up with any of that nonsense. So
good.
And one of the best times was I had one of the moms. She said, Johnny really cussed me out the other day. Oh, is that a fact? I stopped right in the middle of the football game, took a timeout, and we had him go run over there to the crowd and made him do jumping jacks and push-ups saying, I love you, Mom, because
good.
These things are way more important than the game that's happening.
Good.
And it taught everybody a lesson. Don't mess with coach. And coach has got my parents on his side, so yeah.
And respect them.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, somebody made a great comment the other day. They said, there was a time in America when a dad would say to his kid, because I said so, and that was enough. That was all you had to say. Because I said so, that's why. We got to get back to that.
Absolutely.
And respecting parents and
having a healthy fear. Those two go hand in hand. It's not fear out of they're going to kill you, but you should if you don't have fear of that, you don't have fear of God or anything else. We need to be able to have that where the respect is mutual on all sides, and we're not seeing it, obviously. We're not doing it as a country. I mean, you can see how polarized things are, and that's why I'm here at the RNC. Is I want everybody to get out and vote. Every single person matters, and they need to get out and be part of it.
So you're backing Trump?
Absolutely, 100%. He's been in my corner since day one, and he invited me to the Oval Office and to the Rose Garden, and he is.
How is that? That must have been really cool.
Such a trip.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm sitting there going, "Who am I?" You know, but the guy remembered everything about me, my name. I mean, it was phenomenal. So, and he put the guys out there in the Supreme Court and all across the nation. So what he did for our court systems was phenomenal. I don't know what would have happened if he wasn't there.
You know, Coach, I always said back in 2016, I was begging people, you got to vote for this man because he's going to appoint Supreme Court justices, and that's going to change the course of this country for the next 100 years. And you think about these landmark decisions, overturning Dobbs, giving, you know, affirming your First Amendment right to let the kids pray if they want to. These are substantial decisions to right the ship here. I mean, overturning Chevron recently. I mean, and it all happened because of him. I got to see him in the Oval Office, too. He remembers everything. The guy's got the best memory. I don't know how he does it. Yeah, I don't know how he does it. I think it's because he doesn't drink and never drank.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing is now, I know you've seen him on stage over the last few days.
Yeah.
The getting shot at or being shot actually, you can see it changed him. He has a whole new respect for God and what life really means. It, I hate to say, humbled him, but it brought him right down to life. And this is really real. I mean, really real.
Yeah, I guess almost getting killed, I mean, assassinated, will do that to a person, right?
And be able to stand back up and show strength in the, you know, in the face of danger like that. Man, the guy's got my vote. That's what we need. We need tough Americans.
Yeah, well, you're certainly one of those, my friend. It's an honor.
Thank you, really, brother.
God bless you, buddy. God bless you. And let's make sure we see the movie, which is coming out on October 11th. Average Joe, Coach Joe. God bless you, buddy. This is fantastic.
I really do. Man.
Joe Kennedy, everybody. We are live at the Republican National Convention here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I just want to say thank you to my great friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for sponsoring this happy hour, 30 minutes of nonstop talk, brought to you by the Grand Hotel. And top story of the day brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com. VanariaDental.com. We're coming right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, joining me now at the Republican National Convention, the governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt. He's also the soon-to-be chairman of the National Governors Association. Governor Kevin Stitt, it's great to see you here at the RNC.
thank you so much. Yeah, so excited to be here. I mean, the atmosphere is unbelievable with the President Trump and J.D. Vance last night. Yeah. So really pumped, really excited.
Talk to me about Alyssa's law that you signed recently to protect schools in Oklahoma. That sounds like a great law to install silent panic alarms. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so when I saw what happened at Uvalde and some of these school shootings, that really is what keeps me up as a governor at night. And so I pray over my state. And we want to make sure that, number one, I've trained all police force around the state that we charge in. We don't wait on any kind of active shooter situation. So we're charging in. But also trying to protect. We put about $50 million into school safety over the next 3 years. But we want every single teacher to have these different apps. There's a Rave app. There's different apps that geofences that immediately, when they push the button, it goes to all county, sheriffs, local, state police immediately. It doesn't go through a router. I mean, it immediately goes out to everyone, and we know exactly where they are, exactly where those shooters are, and we can go in. So God forbid we have anything like that happen in Oklahoma, but we just wanted to be sure and be safe.
Do you have thoughts on the assassination attempt of former President Trump? I know that you said recently that there's a lot of questions we still have about this, right?
Yeah, you know, I spoke to a group this morning, and I just said, listen, five deer hunters in Oklahoma could have protected the president better than that, because a 130-yard shot from the one lone building out in front is just, I mean, it's unacceptable.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. So there's a lot of questions. The American people are asking a lot of questions to the Secret Service right now. And so just so thankful that definitely God was protecting the president. Because if you watch that video, if he didn't just turn, you know, kind of sharply to look at a video monitor, and then a high-powered round takes his, you know, clips his ear, this is just unbelievable. I mean, it's just you can't even make that up. Just so thankful that he was protected, and we're not, you know, talking about one of the worst days in American history.
Governor, Oklahoma is open for business. I heard that's your message. You're big time about that tax reform, and you're kicking ass with the legislature. You're telling them get in here and do your job.
Yeah, you know, I'm very clear with our vision. I come from the business world, and I'd never ran for office till I became governor. And I want to be really clear. Oklahoma wants to be the most business-friendly state in the country. And we, by the way, thinks that helps education, infrastructure, healthcare, everything, mm-hmm. once you have the economy going. So I'm trying to get us on a path to zero income tax. I eliminated the grocery tax. I've lowered the corporate rate. I just set up business courts.
Love it. Love it.
Business courts, I think, is brilliant. So for all your listeners out there, we want Oklahoma to be the business headquarter capital of the world. Look at what happened to President Biden or President Trump's business. And it doesn't matter if it's President Trump's business or President Biden's business. We can't be a society that attacks businesses and arbitrarily fines them $350 million like New York did.
Right.
Elon just pulling out of Delaware. Delaware historically was always the business capital.
Yep.
And so we
it's
want
my listening area.
That's right. Okay, well, we want that to be Oklahoma now, because they're starting to get in, and you will have a fair shake in Oklahoma. You'll have business judges that interpret the law fairly, and we're not going to have rogue DAs come after you. So that's kind of my message.
I love it, but I think you're going to wind up stealing a lot of jobs, businesses from Jersey and Delaware, because they're terrible business climates, Governor. They can learn a lot from you. They really can. They should.
Listen, why are the people continuing to elect them? The Republican platform of free markets is the best for the middle class. Okay, why are we trying to tell people what stoves to use or what cars to drive? It's just ludicrous.
Yeah.
If you want to drive an electric vehicle, we love electric vehicles.
Sure, knock yourself out.
Knock yourself out. Oklahoma, just real quick, our energy story, we're number 6 in the country in oil production. We're number 5 in natural gas production. Mm-hmm. So we're so proud of that. But we're also number 3 in the nation in electricity generated by wind. We don't have a problem with renewables. We love renewables because we have the cheapest electricity costs in the country and the best grid of anybody, because we celebrate an all-of-the-above approach. But if you're crazy enough to think that you can decommission power plants and you can get rid of the base load that you need in natural gas, this is third world country type stuff. You're going to have rolling blackouts. And some of these states that are just, their politicians are going crazy with their political agendas. It's hurting the people that go to the grocery store. And that's why inflation's through the roof. That's why everything costs more. Let's have an honest conversation. The American people are smart. And that's why Trump is going to win in a landslide to bring these policies back. securing the border, making sure that we have a reliable grid, getting inflation under control. Those are all our policies, and the middle class understands that now. And so we're excited about this next election, and we're excited about having a debate of actual policies and ideas.
Governor,
hey,
real honor. Great to meet you.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD in the free Odyssey app.
Joining me now at the Republican National Convention, it's an honor. Ennis Cantor Freedom,
you,
my man.
Appreciate it.
How
Thank
are
you?
Having
you? Me. Good. How are you?
Thanks for being a fighter for freedom. We appreciate it.
I try my best. It's not easy. Trust me.
It's not easy. But you changed your last name to Freedom. I mean, that's phenomenal.
You know what's so amazing? Coming here, it's my first convention ever. Coming here, seeing all this freedom fighters, people who cares about freedom, who cares about democracy, who cares about America. It touches my heart, man. I literally lost my family and my job because of I wanted to stand for freedom. And now this is like it's like a big family, you know?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And you said that President Trump would dunk on Joe Biden.
Oh, God, you heard that?
Yeah, I did hear
Lord.
That, yeah.
It will be I would have loved to be a ref. And yes, he will definitely dunk one all over him.
Do you feel good about where things are standing right now for him?
You know, it's so amazing. Even this convention right now, coming here, everyone is on the same page. I've been listening to all the speeches, and there's one strong message from day one that they're trying to give is unity.
Yeah.
We only have one America. I don't care. Muslim, Jew, black, white, whoever you are, you know, we have only one country to make it better, and we got to make it better together.
You stood up against China. You
yeah.
stood up against human rights abuses in Turkey.
Yeah.
There's, what, 12 arrest warrants out for you,
12.
I believe? 12.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. They put my dad in jail. My name is on Interpol
so
list, so I'm kind of like an international criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you spoke out against some of your NBA colleagues
yeah.
who have just kissed China's ass over and over again.
To me, what's so crazy is when it comes to America, they're on the front line. They criticize America. They call it a trash. But what about China? Literally, while we are talking right now, there's a genocide happening. Their shoes being made by slave kids, but they won't say a word about it. But we got to do whatever we can to hold this hypocritical organizations and companies accountable, like NBA, like Hollywood, like Nike. So we got to speak up, man.
Yeah, it's amazing that they don't change their ways, right?
Exactly.
They lecture all of us how to live our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
But yet they continue going down this road.
It's sad, man, but I think more people, more players, more athletes need to come up and speak up about it.
You being here sends a big message, by the way, mm-hmm. a huge message. A lot of young people who follow you,
yeah.
people admire you. My son admires you,
I
by the way.
I appreciate that. Tell
when
him I say hi.
Oh, man, when I tell my son, Patrick, he's nine, that I got to talk to Ennis Cantor Freedom, he's going to lose it.
No, thank you, man. I think, you know, that we definitely need to. We got to do whatever we can to inspire young generation, because those kids are our future.
Yeah, this is our country. This
yeah,
is your country.
Exactly.
And I appreciate you fighting for it, my friend.
You,
so
brother.
God bless you.
Thank
and thanks
you so
for stopping
much.
By
thank
today
for
at the Republican
me.
National Convention. And it's Cantor Freedom, everybody.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Here at the Republican National Convention, it's an honor to have the chairman himself of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley. Mr. Chairman, great to see you.
It's great to be with you today.
You know, you've been on my show so many times in Philadelphia. You're really gracious with your time. I appreciate that. I got to tell you, fantastic convention. Home run. 10 out of 10. I've been to a lot of conventions in my lifetime. This is the best one yet. The unity is amazing.
We thought it was really important for us when we were putting this together. And, you know, we've had teams on the ground up here for 18 months. We've been fully staffed for over a year. We've got 1,000 people on the ground right now. What we wanted to do in terms of the hall was make sure we have a world-class production. We want to make sure that everybody in the hall, you know, has an experience that really reflects well on the Republican Party. But we also wanted to have a production that's going to go out to the world. And when you think about it, we've got 700 credentialed media outlets here, mm-hmm. 35,000 members of the media that are in town. Every platform you can conceivably imagine where we're putting out the message and we're getting it out there. And the package, the discussion, the messaging, the communications, all of that is tied around the fact that we want to unite America, and we want America to be great again. And how are we going to get that done? We're going to make America wealthy again. We're going to make America safe again. We're going to make America strong again. That's how we make America great again. And just thinking through how you set that up and all of the conversations that we're going to have, what we wanted to do was have real Americans who are talking to real Americans. And we feel like through the first three nights, absolutely have been able to hit our marks. The speeches that we've seen, you know, yeah, we have congressmen who are here. We have governors who are here. We have senators who are here, and they're all doing a great job. But really what I'm taking away from this is the real Americans who have stood up there and talked about losing a loved one to drugs, who've talked about losing a loved one to violence, who talked about what happened in Afghanistan and the fact that they felt abandoned by this president. It's not just the heartache. It's not just the loss. It's about America needs to do better. And they know America can do better. I mean, we're a strong nation. These are strong people. I've had a chance to talk to every one of them. And it is moving to have those conversations. You know what? But we can't just say, oh, America is in a state of decline. What Donald Trump wants to do is unify this nation, and he wants to lead us forward, and he wants to make this a better nation. You know, when we saw the horrific attacks on Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania, and we saw the tragedy of three people being gunned down, one of them losing his life, you know, President Trump stood up in the midst of that and told America, fight. And he told them, I'm okay. But when they were in the motorcade, when he was in the hospital, the only thing he was asking was, are the others okay? Is everybody at the rally site okay? Tell me how these other folks are doing. And then it was okay. We know kind of what's going on the ground. What's happening in Milwaukee? Is everybody going to be okay? Is everything fine? And to me, we weren't planning on having him here till Thursday. Not till today.
Yeah.
And when I get a call on Saturday night, he's coming. He's coming tomorrow. The fact that he got here early because he wanted to be on site. He wanted to send that signal to the American people. This is a guy strong.
Yeah.
This is a guy who's resilient. He's going to wake up every day. It is no longer hyperbole to say the guy takes a punch or he'll take your best shot because he has now been shot. Mm-hmm. And yet here he is. You know, and he's here, and I can't wait for this message tonight. I can't wait for this speech, and we're so excited. I think it's going to blow everybody away how he's going to talk directly to the American people about the greatness of America and what we're going to do going forward.
Was there a moment on Saturday, Mr. Chairman, where you were worried that this convention was not going to happen?
No.
Good.
I was worried about the president, and I was worried about the other people who got shot. I never gave a thought to this convention. And when we got the word that he was definitely coming, and not only was he coming, he was going to come early, it was like, we better be ready. You know, the message that I got from him directly was, go get him.
Yeah.
You know, but I will tell you, in terms of worry, and I was on the floor of the convention attending to a number of issues, trying to make sure that everything was set up when we heard what was happening. And you immediately think, you know, the worst, right? And you worry about, is he okay? And then you worry about, was anybody else hit, and are they okay? Mm-hmm. That's the concern, right? We'll figure everything else. I think it's an opportunity for everybody to step back and reflect for a minute about why we're doing this. You know, this guy had a really good career. He's got a really great family.
Yeah,
he had a really good life.
Yeah, he doesn't need.
He
to
does
be doing
not
this.
Need this.
No.
But he wakes up every single day, you know, and puts on a suit of armor and goes to battle to fight for the American people. It is unbelievable what he has taken, literally and figuratively, in this fight for the American people. I'm so proud to work for him.
Well, we're proud of you and the job you're doing here this week at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. It's phenomenal. People are happy. I mean, that's the other thing. And I got to tell you, I think it was great having Nikki Haley on the stage and Ron DeSantis on the stage, Vivek Ramaswamy on the stage. The unity as the Democrats now are completely imploding. I mean, you know, we just talked about this. The news that Barack Obama has said Biden can't win. It's probably going to be over for Joe Biden. Democrats are about to have a civil war on their hands. I've never seen the Republican Party so united before.
Well, I think it's because we understand that this nation is at an inflection point. You know, we're not just fighting for the next 4 years. We're fighting for generations to come.
Good.
And Nikki Haley understands this. Ron DeSantis understands this. I mean, the conversations that I had with them, as well as Marco Rubio and as well as Vivek, as well as all of the others that have been here, you know, they get this, right? We can't have four more years of Joe Biden and Democratic control. You know, you think about the inflation that he has unleashed. You think about the invasion of our southern border that he has unleashed. You think about how he has crippled our standing in the world. And look at the policies that he's adopted for this campaign. No change. He's doubled down on every single one of them. So has Gavin Newsom. So has Kamala Harris. So has Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, they don't just have a messenger problem. They have a message problem. And they're wildly out of step with the people of America, which is why this convention, we are so united and we are so resolute to go out there and talk to every American voter about the issues that they care about.
It's great seeing you today, Mr.
It's
Chairman.
Good to see you, Rich.
I appreciate it. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're also crushing it in the fundraising totals, too, which is no easy feat in this climate. So
we will have the resources that we need to get this message out to every American voter and feel really strong that we've got a great messenger and we've got a great message coming out of this convention.
And if there's one thing you want to say to the people of Pennsylvania, what is it?
I think that we need to deliver Pennsylvania. There is no state that is more important to this election than Pennsylvania. And, you know, we're very excited that we've got a great candidate. We've got a great message. And we need everybody to pitch in and to make sure that they're talking to their friends and their families and their coworkers and their colleagues and telling them that this election cycle is the most important election cycle of our lifetime. And they got to get out and they got to vote.
Chairman Whatley.
Thank you,
my
Rich.
Friend. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
HD.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. in the free Odyssey app.
Joining me now at the Republican National Convention, it's an honor. Ennis Cantor Freedom,
you,
my man.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Good. How are you?
Thanks for being a fighter for freedom. We appreciate it.
I try my best. It's not easy, trust me.
It's not easy. But you changed your last name to Freedom. I mean, that's phenomenal.
You know what's so amazing? Coming here, it's my first convention ever. Coming here, seeing all this freedom fighters, people who cares about freedom, who cares about democracy, who cares about America. It touches my heart, man. I literally lost my family and my job because of why I wanted to stand for freedom. And now this is like it's like a big family, you know?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And you said that President Trump would dunk on Joe Biden.
Oh, God, you heard that?
Yeah, I did hear
Lord.
That, yeah.
It will be I would love to be a ref. And yes, he will definitely dunk one all over him.
Do you feel good about where things are standing right now for him?
You know, it's so amazing. Even this convention right now, coming here, everyone is on the same page. I've been listening to all the speeches, and there's one strong message from day one that they're trying to give is unity.
Yeah.
We only have one America. I don't care. You're Muslim, Jew, black, white, whoever you are, you know, we have only one country to make it better, and we got to make it better together.
You stood up against China.
Yeah.
You stood up against human rights abuses in Turkey.
Yeah.
There's, what, 12 arrest warrants out for you,
12.
I believe? 12. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. They put my dad in jail. My name is on Interpol list, so I'm kind of like an international criminal.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you spoke out against some of your NBA colleagues who have just kissed China's ass over and over again.
To me, what's so crazy is when it comes to America, they're on the front line. They criticize America. They call it a trash. But what about China? Literally, while we are talking right now, there's a genocide happening. Their shoes being made by slave kids, but they won't say a word about it. But we got to do whatever we can to hold this hypocritical organizations and companies accountable, like NBA, like Hollywood, like Nike. So we got to speak up, man.
Yeah, it's amazing that they don't change their ways, right?
Exactly.
They lecture all of us how to live our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
But yet they continue going down this road.
It's sad, man, but I think more people, more players, more athletes need to come up and speak up about it.
You being here sends a big message, by the way, a huge message. A lot of young people who follow you, people admire you. My son admires you, by the way.
I appreciate that. Tell him I say hi.
Oh, man, when I tell my son, Patrick, he's 9, that I got to talk to Ennis Cantor Freedom, he's going to lose it.
No, thank you, man. I think, you know, that we definitely need to. We got to do whatever we can to inspire the young generation, because those kids are our future.
Yeah, this is our country. This is your country.
Exactly.
And I appreciate you fighting for it, my friend.
Thank you,
so
brother.
God bless you.
Thank
thanks
you so
for stopping
much.
By
thank
today
for
at the Republican
me.
National Convention. And it's Cantor Freedom, everybody.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Here at the Republican National Convention, it's an honor to have the chairman himself of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley. Mr. Chairman, great to see you.
It's great to be with you today.
You know, you've been on my show so many times in Philadelphia. You're really gracious with your time. I appreciate that. I got to tell you, fantastic convention. Home run. 10 out of 10. I've been to a lot of conventions in my lifetime. This is the best one yet. The unity is amazing.
We thought it was really important for us when we were putting this together. And, you know, we've had teams on the ground up here for 18 months. We've been fully staffed for over a year. We've got 1,000 people on the ground right now. What we wanted to do in terms of the hall was make sure we have a world-class production. We want to make sure that everybody in the hall, you know, has an experience that really reflects well on the Republican Party. But we also wanted to have a production that's going to go out to the world. And when you think about it, we've got 700 credentialed media outlets here, 35,000 members of the media that are in town. Every platform you can conceivably imagine, we're putting out the message and we're getting it out there. And the package, the discussion, the messaging, the communications, all of that is tied around the fact that we want to unite America, and we want America to be great again. And how are we going to get that done? We're going to make America wealthy again. We're going to make America safe again. We're going to make America strong again. That's how we make America great again. And just thinking through how you set that up and all of the conversations that we're going to have, what we wanted to do was have real Americans who are talking to real Americans. And we feel like through the first 3 nights, absolutely have been able to hit our marks. The speeches that we've seen, you know, yeah, we have congressmen who are here. We have governors who are here. We have senators who are here. And they're all doing a great job. But really what I'm taking away from this is the real Americans who have stood up there and talked about losing a loved one to drugs, who've talked about losing a loved one to violence, who talked about what happened in Afghanistan. And the fact that they felt abandoned by this president. It's not just the heartache. It's not just the loss. It's about America needs to do better. And they know American Dude better. I mean, we're a strong name. These are strong people. I've had a chance to talk to every one of them. And it is moving to have those conversations. You know what? But we can't just say, oh, America is in a state of decline. What Donald Trump wants to do is unify this nation, and he wants to lead us forward, and he wants to make this a better nation. You know, when we saw the horrific attacks on Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania, and we saw the tragedy of three people being gunned down, one of them losing his life, you know, President Trump stood up in the midst of that and told America, fight. And he told them, I'm okay. But when they were in the motorcade, when he was in the hospital, the only thing he was asking was, are the others okay? Is everybody at the rally site okay? Tell me how these other folks are doing. And then it was okay. We know kind of what's going on the ground. What's happening in Milwaukee? Is everybody going to be okay? Is everything fine? And to me, we weren't planning on having him here till Thursday, not till today.
Yeah.
And when I get a call on Saturday night, he's coming. He's coming tomorrow. The fact that he got here early because he wanted to be on site. He wanted to send that signal to the American people. This is a guy strong.
Yeah.
This is a guy who's resilient. He's going to wake up every day. It is no longer hyperbole to say the guy takes a punch or he'll take your best shot because he has now been shot. Mm-hmm. And yet here he is. You know, and he's here, and I can't wait for this message tonight. I can't wait for this speech, and we're so excited. I think it's going to blow everybody away how he's going to talk directly to the American people about the greatness of America and what we're going to do going forward.
Was there a moment on Saturday, Mr. Chairman, where you were worried that this convention was not going to happen?
No.
Good.
I was worried about the president, and I was worried about the other people who got shot. I never gave a thought to this convention. And when we got the word that he was definitely coming, and not only was he coming, he was going to come early, it was like, we better be ready. You know, the message that I got from him directly was, go get him.
Yeah.
You know, but I will tell you, in terms of worry, and I was on the floor of the convention attending to a number of issues, trying to make sure that everything was set up when we heard what was happening. And you immediately think, you know, the worst, right? And you worry about, is he okay? And then you worry about, was anybody else hit, and are they okay? Mm-hmm. That's the concern, right? We'll figure everything else. I think it's an opportunity for everybody to step back and reflect for a minute about why we're doing this. You know, this guy had a really good career. He's got a really great family.
Yeah,
he had a really good life.
Yeah, he doesn't need.
He does not need this.
No.
But he wakes up every single day, you know, and puts on a suit of armor and goes to battle to fight for the American people. It is unbelievable what he has taken, literally and figuratively, in this fight for the American people. I'm so proud to work for him.
Well, we're proud of you and the job you're doing here this week at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. It's phenomenal. People are happy. I mean, that's the other thing. And I got to tell you, I think it was great having Nikki Haley on the stage and Ron DeSantis on the stage, Vivek Ramaswamy on the stage. The unity as the Democrats now are completely imploding. I mean, you know, we just talked about this. The news that Barack Obama has said Biden can't win. It's probably going to be over for Joe Biden. Democrats are about to have a civil war on their hands. I've never seen the Republican Party so united before.
Well, I think it's because we understand that this nation is at an inflection point. You know, we're not just fighting for the next 4 years. We're fighting for generations to come.
Good.
And Nikki Haley understands this. Ron DeSantis understands this. I mean, the conversations that I had with them, as well as Marco Rubio and as well as Vivek, as well as all of the others that have been here, you know, they get this, right? We can't have 4 more years of Joe Biden in Democratic control. You know, you think about the inflation that he has unleashed. You think about the invasion of our southern border that he has unleashed. You think about how he has crippled our standing in the world. And look at the policies that he's adopted for this campaign. No change. He's doubled down on every single one of them. So has Gavin Newsom. So has Kamala Harris. So has Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, they don't just have a messenger problem. They have a message problem. And they're wildly out of step with the people of America, which is why this convention, we are so united. And we are so resolute to go out there and talk to every American voter about the issues that they care about.
It's great seeing you today, Mr.
Chairman. It's good to see you, Rich.
I appreciate it. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're also crushing it in the fundraising totals, too, which is no easy feat in this climate. So
we will have the resources that we need to get this message out to every American voter and feel really strong that we've got a great messenger and we've got a great message coming out of this convention.
And if there's one thing you want to say to the people of Pennsylvania, what is it?
I think that we need to deliver Pennsylvania. There is no state that is more important to this election than Pennsylvania. And, you know, we're very excited that we've got a great candidate. We've got a great message. And we need everybody to pitch in and to make sure that they're talking to their friends and their families and their coworkers and their colleagues and telling them that this election cycle is the most important election cycle of our lifetime. And they got to get out and they got to vote.
Chairman Whatley.
Thank you,
my
Rich.
My friend. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.